And now for something completely different. We call them speed jokes. Safe but speedy jokes. We got one from Diane, and they're sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke from Diane Catherine. Pam, miserable in this Arizona heat, she writes, and hoping to cool down with an ice-cold coffee and a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We got a joke from Alan Gerstner, executive producer of the Skokie 4th of July parade, and Dave Schwanz, Grand Marshal's handler. Is this the same guy that handled you for the big parade
up
there?
Yes.
They do a nice job.
Yes, very much.
Father Ron in Peru, thank you. Preston Cobb in Schaumburg and James Wing sent us a joke from soggy Southwest Michigan. Brian Penikoff in Gurnee and Steve in Buchanan, Michigan. And Bob the Swimmer Bracco in Decatur. Bob Jakeaway sent us a joke from Rockford. And from Plainfield and Englewood, Florida, I run like the winded, signed Paul Grenz. Michael Rakowski, thanks, Mike. Greg Zakowski, that's spelled with a C, a Z, a J, a K, a W, an S, and a K in Chicago. That's a great Chicago name. Dave Carr in Canada writes, I wonder if you still autograph each and every mug, and if you need to remind people that while the mug is dishwasher safe, the autograph is not. Constantly working on your behalf for a better tomorrow, I remain Dave Carr. Dave, years ago, air at the gas station was free.
I know.
Now they charge $1.50.
That's inflation for you.
Hey, attention, Louisiana. Sloth is not such a bad sin.
Why do you say that?
Keeps us from doing the other nine. Hey, Dave, yesterday, I got to tell you, I looked at my naked body in the mirror and I realized they're going to kick me out of this IKEA. The first rule of passive-aggressive club is, you know what? Never mind. It's fine. If somebody from Holland marries somebody from the Philippines, would their kids be jalapenos? Hey, Dave, what's the difference between a Georgia peach and a regular peach?
I don't know.
Oh, bless your heart. My dad is at the age where if you text him after 8 p.m., he'll text you back at 4:30 the next morning.
Hey, John, how many gorillas does it take to change a light bulb?
Just one, but it takes a lot of light bulbs.
How many Chicago City Council meetings does it take to change a light bulb?
Funny you should ask that, Dave. This topic was resumed from last week's discussion, but is incomplete pending a resolution of action items, and it'll be continued next week when it gets out of committee.
How many hipsters does it take?
That's an obscure number. You've probably never heard of it.
How many chiropractors does it take to change a light bulb?
One, but it takes six visits.
Graduate students?
Just one.
That's good.
It takes them 9 years, though. That's the bad side.
Hey, John, are we just about done with these?
Hang in there, Dave. I'm going to get one you like, I promise.
Okay. How many plastic surgeons does it take to change a light bulb?
Just one, but he's going to want to do something about that nose of yours. And finally,
how many jazz musicians does it take to replace a light bulb?
One, a two, a one, two, three, four.